And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. Now, to the best of my recollection, last week on Wednesday, I don't think we had internet either, which I think it's funny that, again, it's on a Wednesday. Don't you find that amazing? That's kind of funny, isn't it? It's like, ooh, didn't catch that. And this is, did you get that? I just caught that.
Yeah, something about Wednesdays, I guess. I don't know.
That's the attack day, I guess. But look, I love Wednesdays, and I've made it clear why. It's the opportunity for me to rehash some older teachings, which often encourage me as well as hopefully encouraging everybody else. This is a message I teach this multiple times a year, but just in different formats and different ways. So let's get on board, because we're going to go together on this journey called Back to the Future. That's right. Next, we are now in the third month of the new year. And I am certain things have happened that we are super, super happy about, and other things that have happened that we are super, super not happy about. Wow, no shock there. Keep in mind, and this is not a joke, I'm saying this and writing this 2 months ago. 2 months ago, ahead of time. So I know I'm right, because this is something important for us to work with. And it's simply this: when we dwell in the past, we bury ourselves. Listen to what I said. When we dwell in the past, we bury ourselves. And no, I wasn't a prophet to point that out. I just kind of know how it goes. Things we really like and things we really don't. Finally, often what happens is the enemy will use pain and things that have hurt us, disappointed us, losses, frustrations, all that stuff. He will use all of that to try and push us to the side. Why is that? Because when we get stuck in pain, it keeps us sidelined. Did you hear that? When we get stuck in pain, it keeps us on the sideline. The more we hang out with disappointment, the more we say disappointment is all we know. And the longer we stay buried. But God has a better plan.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now, remember, it's not professional radio. And you're thinking, it's not? We don't even have telephone works. We don't even have internet service right now. All we have is radio. And it's choppy at that. So we already know it's not professional radio, but the real way we want to know it's not professional radio is by talking to the nicest guy in professional radio. And, just because I have to drop this one in on him, the G.I. Joe of professional radio, our very own Jammin' Jacob. Jammin' Jacob is the David Spoon Experience professional radio.
No, it is not, David.
Nope, it's not. That's it. That's the way to say it. Just like that G.I. Joe, I had to give you that one, all right? I'm getting close to just giving you the nicest guy in radio, but I have a few more I got to drop on you.
I do know who G.I. Joe is, so yeah, that's when I do
did
know.
That on purpose from the 80s, just for you, just to help you out. Here's the bottom line. Here's what the deal is. You know what? We do want to know how you're doing. We do want to know things are going good. We do want to know that you're being strengthened, you're being blessed, you're being encouraged. We want to know you're doing okay. And we understand that not everything runs exactly the way you want it. We understand because we're a part of this. We're a part of your life. You're a part of our lives. And what's important to understand is this. The very thing I said in the intro, which I think is kind of brilliant, I wrote it almost 60 days ago. And this is what I wrote. Listen, I wrote this long ago. There are some things we're super, super happy about in the third month of this year. And there's some things we're super, super not happy about. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not. I know I'm not. Okay, so here's how it goes, okay? Keeping this as simple as possible. If you want to reach out to us, you can do that by email. The reason that you got to use email is because email is the only thing that's working at this current time. Email. Got it, okay? Email. David@hemustincrease.org. David@hemustincrease.org. Okay, I just wanted to make sure everybody heard that. David@hemustincrease.org. That is the way to do it. That's it. Simple as can be. David@hemustincrease.org. You can also text. It's a text. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. That's right. So you can email. You just can't call.
I'm sorry.
You can't call today. You can't use the apps today. The internet's not working for us today. It is, however, available on the phone. It's just not working in the system. So what we're going to ask you to do is reach out to us and let us know how you're doing and what's going on. And, oh, by the way, we do want you to be aware that standing by, trying to help us throughout this entire process, is our very own Jammin' Jacob. I just want you to know, talking to Jammin' Jacob, then talking to him or interacting with him or engaging with him, it's like waking up and feeling like you got a great night's sleep.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. Isn't that just so much fun that we're having these kind of issues? Don't you love it? Because don't you just think the enemy is going, rawr, rawr? But we're like going, no way. Not today. Nope, not going to happen.
Oh, it's just the best, but we'll get through it.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're going to get through it. So here's what I want you to be aware of. I do have a trivia question for you. Why, though, would you text us? Why would you email us? You can't call us today, but why would you do those things? Why? I mean, there's got to be a reason for it, right? Why would you do it? Why? Here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. Because you can share a testimony. Maybe the Lord has done something that's just marvelous and you want to share it. I do want you to be aware that if you don't feel comfortable calling the radio show, or normally you can call, but texting or emailing, if you don't feel comfortable, I'm just telling you, you can always go to the website. I know you know that. And the reason that you can go to the website is simply this. You can fill out a praise report or a testimony. Isn't that cool? I just think that's cool. Additionally, by the way, you can also reach out to us for prayer requests. And you're thinking, well, is that important? Yeah, it's important so we can pray for one another and bless one another and encourage one another and help one another and strengthen one another and be there for each other. Yeah, that's important. And maybe you just want to share something because it's important to you and it's a blessing, it's encouraging, and you just want to, you know what, I want to share this. Cool, do it! Or maybe you can answer this Bible trivia question. I'm going to give you a really good opportunity here. The Word of God, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any what? That's the trivia question. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any, is it tongue, knife, two-edged sword, or wit? Tongue, knife, two-edged sword, or wit. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any. Hebrews chapter 4 is your reference point. If you think you know, reach out to us. You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. In the meantime, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to do our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord
daily.
Now, I have checked multiple times, and I even went to the deepest congressional dictionary in the universe and asked, what is the word daily? And the response back to me was every day. So, being that it's every day, get that, you need to draw closer to the Lord. Why? Because it will help you. How about that? This is a great way to say it, by the way. All right, listen to this. Do you need some help? Oh, okay. God is available. God is available. If you need help, draw closer to the Lord daily. DN, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. He says in Luke chapter 9, verse 26, if you're ashamed of me or my words, I will be ashamed of you when I come in the Father's glory with the angels. Like, uh-oh, none of that, none of that, none of that. Never be ashamed of what God had to say. The dude created the universe. The dude can write a book. And yes, I can call him dude and not feel bad about it. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. You are doing the very thing we've said the first 2 days, which I'm really starting to like this thing a lot. And that is simply this. You are telling the Lord when you get your brain going, when you get unfrozen in the morning, when you get yourself a moving and a rolling and you're out of bed and I don't know, maybe you got bunny slippers. I don't know what you got. Maybe you got a robe on. Maybe you have to drink a cup of coffee. I don't know. But when you are conscious to the world, offering yourself to the Lord, saying, here am I. Use me. Here am I. Send me. Here am I. Whatever you want. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. That is the Christian DNA. Again, on the trivia question, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any. In order to answer that, your reference point, Hebrews 4:12. Is that answer sharper than any tongue, knife, two-edged sword, or wit? Sharper than any wit. We do have a bunch of people answering on texts, so I encourage you to do so. Like I said, fortunately, we don't have phone today, but we do have the opportunity for texting and for emails. There you go. Keeping it simple, right? All right, to the teaching we go. And this is so great. And yes, I have taught it before. And yes, you have heard it before. But I side with the Apostle Peter. To remind you of these things is beneficial for you. It is helpful for you. It is wise. It is full of wisdom for us to approach things this way. Because to be reminded of these things strengthens our faith. So we look at Isaiah 43, 18, and 19 again. We won't do the normal course on this, but we start in the normal place. Here is Isaiah 43, 18, and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing, and now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Now, I know I talked about this about 4 months ago, but there is something that the Lord has really been working in me regarding, and that is Mark, who abandoned the Apostle Paul and Barnabas. And it really angered Paul. Barnabas was still pretty merciful in the situation. And when he tried to come back, Paul was like, not a chance. I can't rely on him. He's no good. Nope, 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 nope. I can't imagine how the Apostle Paul would have responded to Peter after Peter did the denial. But after that, as Paul aged and time went on, it turned out that Mark made a marvelous return. And in that marvelous return, you know what he did? He ended up writing the Gospel of Mark. And he may have gone through the pathway he did just to get him to that place where he writes the Gospel of Mark under the tutelage of Peter, his discipler. He then, in turn, in writing the Gospel of Mark, presents the gospel to millions and millions and millions of people, and millions of people get saved. If Mark stayed in his past pain or failure, it might have been a different story. But even in Isaiah, as well as in Philippians, as you know, and in many other places, we are told to forget the former things. You know, there are things that have happened to you and me. They have caused much pain. Much, much pain. I've been through a lot of pain. It's, you know, going past family rejection, just being a Christian. Going past the parents saying, we wish you were still on drugs and not a Christian. Going past the ridiculous experiences I had in early church life. If I stayed there, how would that have helped anybody, myself included? In fact, and this is not about boasting, this is about sharing the process. Somebody in a Bible study, when they had heard that I was back in ministry, they asked me this question. They said, dude, and they did say this was in California. It was a California Bible study. Dude, how are you even still in the faith? And here's the answer. Well, that was then. This is now. And God is with me in the now. So it's not that I have forgotten it in the sense that I don't recall it. In fact, the Lord has given me enough grace where I use it to help minister to others without it scarring me every time. There's a sense of disappointment sometimes when I share about the past because it's a deep, deep multi-year wound, family destructive wound. But since that time, I've had the opportunity to minister to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So then you ask this question, was it worth it? Of course. I'd do it again without even a second thought. But I don't have to sit there and dwell in the past. I know the past, but I live in the present and in the future. The present, I live by faith. The future, I live by hope. And that's all I got to do. I'm straining towards that which is ahead of me. I don't even know where it's going to be. I don't even know what it's going to be. I don't care. I just got to say this. I just sense the Lord. Just when I moved to Texas, we moved out. We did not see the house that we had rented. I mean, Deb can testify to this as well as Joshua. Joshua went and looked at the house for us. We didn't even know what we knew what it looked like from the outside and the inside from pictures, but we never went there. We rented it without being inside of it ever. We rented it. And we came out and we had no job. And I was in the middle of my master's. I was doing my master's thing. And one of the introductions I wrote was going out to Texas. No job. No idea where we're going. No idea what we're going to do. No problem. because I know Jesus. That's all I needed. That's all we need. You don't have to live in the past because God is doing new stuff. And in that new stuff, he is all over it and you're with him in it. All right, let me give you the answer. The Word of God, by the way, everybody did excellent in this trivia question. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any, was that tongue, knife, two-edged sword, or wit? It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Excellent job, everybody, including Samson. Great work. We'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, where I'd love to apologize that there is no internet, there is no telephone, there are no apps working, and the radio is grainy, but I have nothing to do with any of that. So as much as I'd like to apologize for it, that ain't going to happen because I have nothing to do with that. Here, though, is your trivia question, and the way to get a hold of us is to text us or to email us. In 1 Samuel, whose voice did Samuel think it was when he first heard God calling him? 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. Whose voice did Samuel think it was. First, when God was calling him, whose voice did Samuel think it was? 1 Samuel 3, 4 through 8. Was it Jonathan, Saul, or Eli that he thought it was? Who did Samuel think it was? It was God, but Samuel thought it was somebody else. Who did Samuel think it was? Jonathan, Saul, or Eli? Your answer lies in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. Okay. It's all right. You can text us, david@hemustincrease.org. You can email us. You can text us 214. See, I did that backwards. See, my brain works that way too. All right, you can text us 214-210-8483. Boy, no phone, but you can text 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. Did I get it right that time? david@hemustincrease.org.
Yes, you got it right. There you go. No texting at okay. David.
Ironically, if they did text it to david@hemustincrease.org, it would still get there because it both goes to the same phone. Yes, it's kind of funny.
You're all actually right.
Technically, yeah, I'm never right. All right, so here's but I'm more right than I am left. Okay, let's move on. That's right. I'm having a good time. People are like, "How do you have a good time with no phone there?" You don't know me very well, do you? That's all I'm going to say. Okay. All right. So we've got more of this teaching I got to do. Plus I have jokes. Plus I have the history. And I do want you to be aware of this, okay? This little portion right here is really important. So I am going to hammer it for a little bit. Just bear with me, okay? I want you to understand that what God is trying to get you and I to do, and I'm really being serious about this, is to not look backwards while we're walking forwards. There are things in the past that you should remember. Memorials. In fact, God sets up memorials simply so that we will remember what God has done. But what Satan tries to do is get us to look in the past and get us stuck. He wants to stick us back there. In fact, when Stephen was giving his overall history lesson to the synagogue of the freedmen in Acts chapter 7, in chapter 7, verse 39, he said, "But our ancestors refused to obey them. Instead, they rejected him," talking about God, "and in their hearts turned back to Egypt." It's like Satan wants to pull people back to the bondage, to the bad, to the negative, to the yuck. Same thing that happened with Lot's wife. What did Jesus say? Remember Lot's wife. What's the deal? She looked backwards. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Because if you look back at those things that were bondage or that were pain or that were, it will sideline you. There comes a point where you say with the Lord, "Okay, that's enough." You do it with God. It's not an arrogance. It's like, "Okay, Lord, I've dwelt in this mire long enough." I'm telling you. So I'm in Flagstaff, Arizona. I don't want to talk about this too deep, but I have ridden on horses for a long time, not professionally or anything. I've just ridden on horses ever since Camp Tanooga. I mean, way, way, way back. And the one thing I found amazing about Flagstaff is they have an indoor arena for horses. Can I tell you, as a brother in the Lord, as a Jewish believer, what is on the ground in the indoor stadium of a little horse arena? Do you know what's in an indoor stadium on the ground in a horse arena that has 30 or 40 horses that go in and out of there? It ain't just dirt. It ain't just dirt. And if you fall off the horse or get off the horse, do you know what you're standing in or laying in? So if you stay there, it's just wrong. You have to, if you fall, you have to wipe it off. If you're standing, you got to step away. Seven times a righteous man falls, and seven times he gets up again. Hey, everybody does, every once in a while, trips up. everybody but Jesus. Do you understand that? But Jesus is setting the example for us and telling us, listen, you don't have to do that. In fact, I just thought of this. This just dawned on me while I'm talking to you. Listen to this. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery and then they were going to stone her, even though they didn't get the guy, right? Which is kind of funny because that tells you kind of where everything was going there. But anyway, he says, let the first one of you who's without sin cast the first stone in. Right? And so they all leave. They all left because their conscience got a hold of them, starting with the oldest, moving to the youngest, which tells you that younger people aren't quite as responsive to their conscience. That tells you that. But here's what Jesus said to her. He goes, where are your accusers? And then she said, they've left. And he says, well, neither do I condemn you. Jesus said, look at what he said. Go and sin no more. Which is his way of saying, you're done with that. Time to move forward. That's it. Keep going. You're done. Go, go. You're free. Move it. Start walking. Start walking in the right direction. And this is what we need to recognize, that there comes a point where get up, dust it off, and go, all right, let's go. Forgetting the things which are behind and pressing forward to the things which are ahead. Oh, I did this, I did this, I did this. Do you know how many I did thises I could add to you? I was doing drugs. I was a multi-million dollar house with a multi-millionaire father robbing houses. That's not exactly genius level stuff. And that has little to do with all the drugs that I did, too. That was just me being an idiot. Move forward. It's not that you're the right things to hold on to and remember are all the things that are connected in the Lord. The wrong things to hold on to are all the things that keep you sidelined. That's just the simplicity and the truth, okay? All right, take a deep breath. Your other trivia question and answer. Whose voice did Samuel think it was when he first heard God calling him? According to 1 Samuel 3, 4 through 8, he thought it was Eli. But it was, in fact, God who was calling him. All right, we'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was the gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher. Or it doesn't matter if your translation says master. Rabbi. It doesn't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice. And they hear me. And you were going along in your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it was kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. I just texted Eric. It just seems to be to me right now there's a lot going on in the realm of the spirit. And by that I mean there's some big, 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 much bigger purposes taking place than we think. So let's just say it's the wind's fault, but God knows what he's doing and leave it there. I do have your next trivia question for you, and I think it's a pretty good one. It's not overly difficult. In fact, these next two really aren't overly difficult. What book mentions the sweet voices of people in love in a garden? Or let's say it differently. What book mentions the sweet voices of lovers in the garden from the Old Testament poetry? Okay, can't give you a reference because you know why. That'll give you the answer. Can't do that. So let's keep that very simple. What book mentions the sweet voices of lovers in the garden? Okay? If you think you know you can't call because the phone ain't working. You're not listening through the internet. You're not listening on the apps. You got to listen to the radio, which is a little crungy right now. Grungy. Was it gringy? Grungy? What do you call that? It's like kind of like, what's the word? Gringy? Grungy? Grungy?
Grainy?
Grainy. That was the word I was looking for. I knew it was something with a grrr. A grrr, and then ended with an E. Grrr E. Grainy.
Did you say crunchy at one point?
I said grungy. And then, maybe I did say crunchy. I could have. Anyway, none of that stuff's working. You just got to do your best to hang out with us. You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Or you can text us. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. So you can email david@hemustincrease.org or you can text 214-210-8483. Okay, and your question is, what book mentions the sweet voices of lovers in the garden? I'm going to send you up to the website. I have not done this yet today, which is amazing because I've had nothing but time to do everything I want to do. And I must tell you that it is very simple. We exist off of the donations of our listeners. There's nothing fancy or weird about it. I don't, as far as I know, I don't have a jet. I don't even own a home. I don't even own a bicycle, but that's besides the point, okay? Here's what it is. The ministry functions forward based on the giving of the audience, and we need your help to do that. The passage that we're using for today, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. That Luke 6:38 is a promise from God. No, it doesn't mean you're going to be super-duper wealthy driving around with a Lamborghini. No, it doesn't mean we're going to send you a whistle or a donut or any of the other stuff. Yes, it means you will help us keep the ministry going, which we believe is important. Okay? And if you are with us in that, awesome. If you can't give, pray. That simple. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org. You know, I have a question for him. How does he not know that they move in herds? I'm just curious. Like, they move in herds. They do move in herds. Yeah?
Yeah, they're dinosaurs.
Yeah. How do they not move in herds? What do you think they're going to move in? They're going to play hopscotch? Of course they move in herds. Okay, anyway. These are the kind of thoughts I have during a movie, which is why Noel just gives me candy. That makes sense?
It's an iconic movie line, but there's like lines in movies where you'll hear them say something and you're like, that's a movie line. That's not something someone would say.
All right, let's do history real quickly. All right, today is National Chocolate Caramel Day. Can everybody out there, I mean, can you not just say amen to that? Just go, all right, yeah, all right, that's a pretty, yeah, all right, I like that one. It's also Let's Laugh Day, although I tend to see that as every day, so I'm not really sure. I have a mirror. It's not hard to laugh.
It's good to laugh every day. Let's have a laugh day.
I know. And the Bible even says a merry heart does make like medicine. It's like medicine's a good thing for you. It helps you. Well, a merry heart, somebody that's happy, somebody that's and laughter is part of the time we're supposed to exist. It just happens a lot between 1:30 and 3. That's all. On Monday through Friday here in Dallas. Okay, great. All right. Let's see. 1915, Pluto was discovered. This is the only – we've talked about this before. Lowell Observatory. I've been in Flagstaff. I lived in Flagstaff. I've actually prayed at the Lowell Observatory. It's a little dark there. I'm just going to tell you that, like, spirit-wise. But, again, the only planet to be bumped down to not a planet. It's like – could you just imagine if you're Pluto going, now, wait a second, there's 9 of us here, and I'm the only one that's stepping down off the podium? Isn't that sad for it?
Yeah, let's bump Pluto back up.
Yeah, I feel bad for Pluto. It really got – now, listen, the word Pluto means god of the underworlds, so it's not a good thing. And it is really dark and all that other stuff, and it's really far away. But it still got bumped as a planet. I mean, that's just, like, wow, that's not winning on any bet. It's like terrible. The chocolate thing was good, though. So that's all that matters. All right, let's go back to the text. Your trivia. What book mentions the sweet voices of lovers in the garden? If you think you know, you can email David at hemustincrease.org or you can text 214-210-8483. Here's the thing. This is just the easiest way to say it, right? Here's the thing. The thing is simply this. When Revelation 21:5 says, I make all things new. And some people are like, well, that's, you know, that has to do with the future because it's the end of Revelation. No, it doesn't. The context of the Greek, the contextual style is it's all time, all purpose. In other words, God is always making things new. People just don't realize that. And they don't realize that he can do that because we're people and we don't make things new. God is always doing something. Remember the Waymaker song? It's really true. He's always working, even when we don't see it, even if we don't get it, even if we're not understanding it. This is a destination that God has built in for us. And in the process of getting to the destination, we're on an adventure or a voyage or a journey, and it's what we would call a purposeful journey because it has a destination. People that say it's all about the journey, well, first of all, that's wrong because you could all about do that to the pit of hell. So that's dumb. Okay, it's about the destination, but during the destination, God is doing marvelous things and new things on a consistent basis. So when Christians tell me, well, it's dull, then that just tells me immediately they're in a religion and not a relationship. Nobody has to tell me that. I can tell you that immediately. I don't even have to blink. Why? Because if you are walking hand in hand with the King of the universe, there ain't nothing dull. Zero. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If we are in Christ, any person who's in Christ is a new creation, the old is past. The problem is a lot of people aren't in Christ. They know Jesus, they're just not walking in Jesus. And if you're walking in Jesus, it's exciting. If you're walking connected to Jesus Christ, it's exciting. He's the King of Kings. And if it's not exciting, if your Christianity is not exciting, it's time for some self-examination. It's not boring because of God. It's not boring because of the creator of the universe. It's our end. And all I'm going to say to you, I'm just saying it as straightforward as I can. I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. If your Christianity is boring, it's you. Sorry.
Oh, same old this, same old this, same old this.
You're totally in a religion. You're totally. In fact, one of the definitions for religion is rules and regulations established by man to bring honor for blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. Living relationship with the living God. That's Christianity, made possible by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. There is no boring in that statement whatsoever. Get it? Got it? If it's boring, it's your fault. If you're not having answers to prayers, it's most likely your fault. I'm just being honest. It's never on God's side. Unless he's just telling you to wait, and then you need to be patient, which if you're not patient, that's your fault.
So ultimately, it's going to be your fault no matter what you tell me.
All right. What book mentions the sweet voice of lovers in the garden? That would be the Song of Solomon or the Song of Songs. That's also a way to say it. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor, now I use that word with some reservation, having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting seven churches throughout the United States and having three separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, nah, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. This is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that just overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it.
You're here when I need you the most. When I need you the most. I never need to.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question. You guys should get this one. The reference point is in John chapter 4, verse, or sorry, John chapter 10, verse 4. I mess up everyone's mouth. John chapter 10, verse 4. About 300 times a show. John chapter 10, verse 4. According to Jesus, whose voice do the sheep know? John chapter 10, verse 4. According to Jesus, whose voice do the sheep know? John chapter 10, verse 4. If you think you know, there are two ways that you can respond to it. Number one, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. david@hemusincrease.org. And number two, you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. So the question, pretty straightforward, people. According to Jesus, whose voice do the sheep know? John chapter 10, verse 4. If you think you know, the email, david@hemusincrease.org. The text, 214-210-8483. We are going to do, very, very quickly, a couple of jokes, and then we'll finish out. Okay? All right, let's do the jokes. You ready? You feeling good? Feeling pretty confident?
Feeling good. Ready
to
go.
All right. I like some of these. Some of you might not like some of these, but I like some of these. I really like this first one. These are all about restaurants and customers. Okay? Get your mindset there. Okay? A sign in a restaurant. Our customers are always right. Misinformed, perhaps inexact, bullheaded, fickle, and sometimes even downright stupid. But they are never wrong. Isn't that funny? Okay, here's another. I know a woman who's cooked so many TV dinners, she thinks she's in show business. See, so many TV dinners. See? All right, here we go. All right, two more. Just deal with it. I hate to always eat and run, but the way I tip, it's the only safe procedure for me. Come on, that's hilarious. And this last one's a little more complex, but funny. Customer, your sign says $50 to anyone who orders something we can't furnish. I'd like to have an elephant ear sandwich. The waiter says, oh, we're going to have to pay you the $50. The customer responds, no elephant ears, huh? The waiter says, oh, no, we got lots of them, but we ran out of those big buns. Okay. What am I supposed to do? All right, let me finish up this teaching. There you go. All right, we've been talking about the past. We've been talking about living, getting stuck in the pain. Here's the part I want you to get. Okay, we already talked about that worship song, Waymaker. God is always making a way. I mean, there's just something you and I have to kind of get to. And so here's how you need to think of this, and this will so help you. If you will just use this one verse, it will so help you. It will change your life. I'm not kidding you. Every day that you wake up, it will change your life. Ready? In the beginning, God. That's it. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And the question comes down is, do we face, you know, things that are up and coming with a faith and hope, or basically a hope, because faith is for today, hope is for tomorrow, or with an uncertainty and fear and anxiety? Do we have a what's around the corner attitude? Because there is no corner for God. That's why Jesus said, have faith. And that's why Jesus said, fear not. You have an opportunity to walk to the rest of this day and every other day in a brand new life, making a decision to let go of the things you need to let go of. Like, that's enough. And to move forward. There's not one of us out here that if we had a child and they spilled milk, and even after we went, blah, 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 wouldn't go, okay, well, there's nothing you can do about it now. That's enough. Right? There's no use any more whining or crying or complaining about it. Everything comes down to this verse, and this verse will change your life. In the beginning, God. Everything you need to know is right there. Every beginning of every new hour, God. Every beginning of every new minute, God, every beginning of every new day, every new week, every new month, every new year, every new decade, every new century, God, 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 in the beginning, God. And you have the opportunity to say, you know what? I'm going to believe him. You have an opportunity to be Abrahamish. It's kind of a weird way to say it. Like Abraham, saying, I choose to believe. The Lord is with you. He's for you. He loves you. Yes, you've been through a lot of stuff. Me too. Welcome to human life. That is a part of it. A man's days are few and full of trouble. Job said it. He wasn't wrong. But the key in is what we key in on. I understand there's been heartache and disappointments and frustrations. I understand there's been great loss and sorrow. I understand that. I'm not unfamiliar with that. But I'm not going to live in it so that everything else I'm trying to do becomes mush. And I can make the decision to move forward, and I can make the decision to get up off of the ground and wipe the dirt off, because seven times a righteous man falls and seven times he gets back up. There is a truth that there is some falling in that, but there is also truth in getting back up. Don't stay in that old. Now, there's some of you out there right now that you're sorry for this. Got it, got it, got it, got it. Let go of it. It's now time to make the turn in the Lord, because in the beginning, God, and he's just waiting for you to grab him by the hand and walk with him. So do it and stop living in what is pulling you down and start looking forward. Great things are coming because God is great. That's why. All right, folks, you have been listening. By the way, the trivia question, shepherd. Shepherd was the answer to the trivia question. That's what Jesus said. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.